I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's podcast, I am going to be introducing you to a new English game to help you improve your vocabulary. And it's quite a simple game. All you have to do is try to list as many words as possible which mean the same or are similar to a word that I give you. So I'm going to give you a word. For example, the word could be big, and you have to try and write down as many words as possible which have the same or a similar meaning to the word big. For example, large would be a good answer. After I give you these words and you write them all down, I will then give you some of my answers and also look at the slight differences in the meaning between the words. Because while synonyms are words which mean more or less the same thing, there are differences in the meaning, and it's really, really important to understand those tiny details so you don't use the wrong word. Okay, so let's get straight to it. I'm going to give you four words. So make sure you have a piece of paper ready and you can write down the synonyms, as many as you can find. Okay, so the first word is a noun and it is the word rain. Rain, as in we're expecting rain tomorrow. So, how many words can you find which mean the same or similar to rain? The next one is a verb, and it is to rain. To rain. So now I'm looking for the verb, synonyms of the verb to rain, as in it's raining outside, so we should take an umbrella. Next word, happy, happy. And the last word, sad, sad. Okay, so write those words down if you haven't already. Pause the podcast, try and find as many synonyms as possible, and then when you're ready, press play and I will tell you the ones that I have and we'll talk about the meaning as well. Okay. So, hopefully you've had the opportunity to write down as many words as possible. Let's take a look at the ones that I found. So, we'll start with rain, the noun, rain. Okay, so I've got four in total. And there are some slight differences. Different types of rain, really. The first one is showers. Showers is more or less the same as rain. It doesn't necessarily indicate that the rain is very strong or very light. But it's, if we think about showers, it's probably strong rain or stronger type of rain. You think about what a shower is, that's water falling quite strongly. So yeah, it's probably more of a strong rain. The next word though is not strong rain, it's light rain. Drizzle, drizzle, D-R-I-Z-Z-L-E. Drizzle. There is a drizzle. And this is a very light rain. Next is a very heavy rain. Downpour. Downpour. One word. Downpour. A downpour, very heavy rain. And the last word is precipitation. Now, precipitation is much more general, more of a geographical word to describe any type of water falling from the sky. So precipitation could be other types of weather as well, like hail. which is those stones, those icy stones. That is precipitation. Okay, next, the verb to rain. So, first of all, to pour, P-O-U-R. If it pours, then it means there is heavy rain. To pour. There are other words which mean the same, heavy rain. To lash down, that's two words, L-A-S-H. To lash down, so this is a phrasal verb to mean rain. And another phrasal verb, to tip down, T-I-P, down. It is tipping down, you might say. That means there is very heavy rain. And just like before with the noun drizzle, this can also be a verb, to drizzle. For example, it is drizzling outside. Drizzling, to drizzle. Okay, so that's enough weather. Let's move on to the last two words, happy and sad. First of all, happy. So, content. If I start with the kind of, yeah, pretty happy, content is a good place to start. If you are content, then everything is fine. Everything is okay. And the same with satisfied. If you're satisfied, yep, it's good. Everything's good. But you're not dancing on the ceiling. You're just, you know, reasonably happy. Cheerful. If you're cheerful, it means you're in a good mood. Pleased. The word pleased is usually used as a response to something. So, whereas the word happy, you can just be happy in life. I'm just happy. The word pleased is used when something happens. For example, your football team wins and plays very well, you'll be quite pleased. If you get a good result in your exam, then you're pleased. So it's a bit more specific. And also the word delighted. If you are delighted about something, again, it's a response to something. So note the difference there. Some of these are a direct response to something, to some news, for example. And some of these are a much more general emotion, like happy or content. And the last word, sad. Okay, I've got a few words here, five words in total. And again, some slight differences. So if you are quite sad about something, maybe there was some sad news, then we might say you are down. You are feeling down, D-O-W-N. Next, downcast. Very similar to down. If you're in a bit of a sad mood, you are downcast about something. Downcast. Unhappy. Well, this is the opposite of happy, of course. So if you are unhappy, you're a bit sad about something. And then a bit stronger, miserable. If you are miserable, then something really sad is happening. And the last one, probably one of the strongest ones, is depressed. And this is often a reaction to a sad event. You are depressed. Okay, so there are my synonyms for those four words. If you have other words, it is possible that, yep, they're correct. These aren't the only synonyms, but these are the ones I've specifically chosen because they're maybe more common or I use them quite a lot. You often find lots and lots of synonyms when you search online, but often these synonyms aren't used, or at least I don't use them, or maybe very, very specific context is needed. So be a bit careful with synonyms. Try to understand them based on the context as well. So really don't just choose the synonym based on the other word that you're thinking of. Think about the context, and that's the important thing to do. Okay, so that's all for the synonym game. I hope it was useful. I will be doing more of these in the future. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics that you would like me to talk about on these podcasts, then I always like hearing from you. So you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.